the worst.
Go London, hello.
Hi.
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the People's Morning Show now the great Joan London, journalist, author, television anchor, and survivor. How are you?
I'm really doing well. I'm not back to my complete old self yet. You can't go through 9 months of treatment, you know, 16 rounds of chemotherapy and bounce right back in a month or two, even though we'd like to think that. But I'm feeling really well. I've been all over the country speaking at breast cancer events and revving up for the big launch this week of Alive with Joan.
An online TV channel. We'll get to that in just a second.
But
Joan, I don't know if you know who I am. On Twitter, I sent a video to you. I tried to start a groundswell movement in support of you called Shave Your Dome for Joan. Does that ring any...
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
That's me. I'm the guy who shaved my head, and then we had some of our listeners also shave their heads.
You're awesome. Thank you.
But it didn't take off, Joan. it didn't have...
You called me. We would have figured out a way. Because you know what? There's a certain cool factor to the bald head, I have to say.
I thought it was really so admirable that you showed the world that. And as I was trying to show my support by shaving my head, you look much better than I did.
Oh, you're a doll, though.
but it didn't take off quite like I had hoped. And here I was with no response from you, Joan, and a bald head.
Oh, no.
You know, and I think what made it worse is the other two people that did it looked absolutely demented.
So maybe you were a little afraid to put yourself behind this or acknowledge it at the time, but I know you had other things on your mind.
Maybe she's a little busy.
Well, actually, you know, when the magazine came out was literally when I had my surgery. I was actually recovering in bed. I called into the Today Show the day that they showed the cover.
Right.
So it was not exactly a time when I was up and running with all of my social media.
Yeah. It was hard for me to badger you in the condition you were in, Joan. But I was there with support, and we all were, too.
I really appreciate that.
Well, now he's going to try something new. Now he's going to try to grow something, is what he's going to do.
Okay, well, somebody just said to me that I should have my own Joan London chia pet, because seriously, that's what my hair looks like right now.
Oh, my gosh.
It grows back weird. I had this, like, blonde, fine, straight hair. Now I've got this, like, coarse, curly hair. It's like... whose hair is growing on top of my head?
We were thinking different. We thought like another arm or leg. That's what we were trying to wear on.
You know, and that's what my mother, it's funny enough, she said that to me the day I shaved it. She says, you know, it might grow back different. And I went, what?
No, but it's the chemo that really makes it come back differently. And people warned me, but you just never know until it actually happens to you.
We're talking to the great Joan London, launch of Alive with Joan, an online TV channel. Tell everybody about that.
It's funny that this is what we're talking about, because we're not only going to give people access to all the cancer experts in the world that I have access to, but I want all of the other women who join this community to also have that kind of access. But we're also going to be highlighting them, their stories, the 1,400 breast cancer communities around the country. I hear from all these women, and I hear their roadblocks and their frustrations. Then I go before all these cancer organizations and say, wait a minute, you guys provide rides to chemo? You guys will pay their utility bill and their copay? I need to get these two sides together. So that's really my mission. And the other part of it is to create that community so everyone can support each other. That's the one thing I've learned going through this. It's not really like a sorority you want to belong to, this breast cancer
right.
awareness sorority. But once you're in, it's just so powerful and so compassionate, and everyone is so helpful to each other. So that's part of what I want to build. And so every time a woman joins AliveWithJoan.com, they're going to be helping to build that community. And they can all talk to each other, and we're going to do video hangouts and town hall meetings and bring the experts so that the people who come on board can ask their questions.
Sharing information is crucial when somebody, especially when they're in crisis.
And you know what? I mean, every now and then I hear from someone that says, you know, what's the big deal about you sharing your story just because you're a celebrity? Other people have cancer, too. And it doesn't diminish everyone else that has cancer. The thing is that when we share our stories, people learn. You know, you learn from the information. You learn how important it is to go to get a second opinion or that there's a new treatment available. So I think it's important that celebrities are honest and come out and share. And, you know, that to me, as soon as I saw the public response, which I have to tell you, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I was going to have the kind of response that I did from that cover and my subsequent appearances on the Today Show. It just kind of mushroomed, and that's when, that was the turning point. I said, all right, you got to do something with this. You have this opportunity
right.
here.
Yeah.
You have to act on it. And this is also kind of interesting in that it's a new way, it's a new kind of television.
Yeah.
And it's the way a lot of people get their television today, off their iPhones and their iPads and their laptops. And this is for this. If you go to AliveWithJoan.com, if you have an internet connection, you can get it.
And what bravery to take your struggle to the people. I don't know. My personality, I think I just want to close the door, Joan, and not talk to anybody.
And you know something? I'm not going to lie to you. That's part of the, I think, that will be the success of this channel is the raw honesty and doing pieces, just whipping out my phone and being honest without hair and makeup. I have those days, and I never want to put myself out there as like, oh, she's doing fantastic and great every day. And then people say, then why am I not doing, why do I have bad days? Trust me. Some of the toughest days come after you're finished with treatment because you're kind of like cut loose. Like, okay, mm-hmm. we did everything. Like, have a nice life. Mm. And it's anxiety producing, and there is a fear of recurrence. And for months afterwards, you still are plagued with this fatigue that reminds you that it ain't over.
Right. You've had such a career. I remember watching you on Good Morning America talking to the Z100 morning guy, Scott Shannon and those fools.
I remember that.
And as a kid, sorry, I hate to say it, but as a kid, I was like, oh my God, these DJs actually are people and they live. Maybe I could do that someday.
See how we inspired you?
See, look
by
at
the
that.
Way, and by the way, I was 26 when I started doing Good Morning America, so I was a quick kid too, thank you.
Yeah. That's a hell of a gig for 26.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It was. I first started doing reports for Good Morning America when I was 26 years old, and then I started filling in as a host when I was about 28, and as I was just turning 30, and I just had a baby, and I walked onto the set and became the host of Good Morning America with an 8-week-old in my arms.
Oh my God!
Oh,
you
man.
Know that it was a you know, you get two things happen that are wonderful at the same time in your life, and you just put one foot in front of the other and you do them.
That's old boys club days too. You must mm-hmm. have been
oh.
intimidated, especially with Hartman and that face of his.
Well, he's just scared. Oh.
That was back in the days when I was not allowed to be called a co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was the in-studio reporter interviewer.
What year was that?
When I first started working on GMA, it was 1976, and I became the official host with David in 1980, and then Charlie came on in about 1990, 91, mm. And he and I were like literally like siblings, I swear to God. I mean, we had such a 50-50 relationship, and he said right from the outset, he walked in my office and said, let's not fight each other for stories. Let's really show America how a man and a woman can really be a 50-50 partnership.
Oh, that's terrific.
And he lived up to that, and he was I could never have picked a better a partner to share 10 years on the air with.
My greatest Joe London joke. Are you ready?
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
Okay. No, Nip, no.
Listen, no, I have to. Listen. No. Okay.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay.
Don't be polite.
So if you married somebody, I don't know your marital status, but let's say you married somebody named Bob Broyle, and you wanted to keep the hyphen in your name and keep your original name, what would your name be then?
Well, first of all, London's not my real name.
Good, you finally put an end to that nonsense
Thank
we've been
you.
Going through.
And by the way, my original name was Blunden. My father was a cancer surgeon, Dr. Blunden, and he used to hate it when we would go to a restaurant and we would leave the name, and every now and then it would be written out in longhand and they'd say, your table is ready, Dr. Blunder.
Mm.
And I remembered he hated that, so when I came to New York, ABC said, you should change your name because if it's written fast, Blunden can look like Blunder.
Right.
And they said, why don't you just drop the B and become London? And it was just, like, it all happened in like 24 hours.
So now you have to rework the joke, Nips.
Well, it would be
you have to say if that was her real name and if she got met. No,
you throw it out.
Then I would be a London Broil.
That's right. Joe London Broil. You see that?
See, but here's the thing. When you make the joke and the audience has to write it for you.
That's terrible. You ruined the whole thing.
You had this job, that job at 26? I didn't realize that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I was doing what at 26? 26. At 26 years old, I was making sure there was actually 21 pieces in the bucket.
Joan London, you can check her out, the online TV channel, Alive with Joan, a book on the way as well. And how can people follow you on Twitter?
They can follow me. I'm just Joan London on Twitter. And they can follow me on Facebook and on Instagram and everything else. But at alivewithjoan.com, they can come on board with the new TV channel.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. Good luck to you. I'm glad you're feeling better, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fun.
All right. We'll see you soon.
She is great.
I forgot she all about that ready
now,
ass joke.
And now it's over.
She ruined it.
It's over. We don't have to deal with it anymore.
That's the last response I expected. It's not my real last name.
The People's Morning Show on 105.7 The X.